Meanwhile, the Smilesheim gang has been transported to a different realm, interrupting their mission to learn all they can about the basics of esports.
Where are we, Deepu?
I was about to ask me the same thing. It's because you respect my knowledge and mental prowess so much, right? Right?
Where are we, Mike?
Ha! Fuck you, Deepu! Bill thinks I'm smart! Who cares if I was his second choice? Fuck your dumb, stupid face, Deepu!
I guess I'm lost.
Hello, Smilesheim gang. Do you know where you are?
Specifically, who are you asking?
We need to know.
No, we don't know. Can you help? Who are you?
I am Pilnor, the Oracle. You are in a land of past souls.
It's pronounced pissed.
Okay, I am going to send you back to the world of the living. Your quest to learn about video games for Lord Mashron is more important than you can imagine. But now is not your time for the plane of departed souls.
We just got here, so we should be in arriving souls.
No, we're leaving, so it's departing.
I think it's like inflammable where... Wait, are we dead?
I am going to send you back to the world of the living now. Serve Mashron well.
Mashron is served when it is hard or soft served.
Or soft served.
But beware the door.
Wait, which door?
Where are you going?
What's happening?
Goodbye for now, Smile Time Gang.
All right. Welcome to The Shackles of Lord Mashron, where we teach you everything you need to know about esports from the basics. Please start listening to the show right from the beginning. A tumultuous start to the podcast that you will never hear. What we do
only
quickly at the top here is...
You have such specific needs as a sketch director. It's like
what
a
sketch?
Sondheim?
Thank you, Deepu. Thanks. Oh, Deepu. Thank you so much. The world of fantasy that we built, I'm so happy that you've decided to reference it further, that it was tumultuous. And again, the specific needs I have, Deepu, are try to read the line before you know, before you read it. Don't make it the first time you read it. Anyway, I don't want to talk to Deepu anymore. What we do at the top of the show, before we teach you the very basics, if this is your first time listening to the show, go back to the beginning, or don't. This is sort of supposed to be a glossary to make esports accessible for anyone that's just never even heard any of these terms before or feels out of the loop in video games. But what we do at the top of the show is very quickly go through what the last game we all played was, regardless of whatever things you're at. Bill, last video game your fingers touched.
Last video game my fingers touched is still Tapper from last time.
You haven't played a game since then?
Nope. I have not.
Love it. And I mean, that's sort of part of...
It's a classic, so who cares?
It's a classic last game. But that's like sort of part of the show, I think, is that like not everyone plays games all the time and that Bill is still doing this show. This is not... You know, like, I think that that's important. I wouldn't expect you to just be playing games all the time. Sort of fun of the show is that you are the least interested in video games out of all of us.
Should we ask what game he last watched? Is that a valid question?
No, it's not. The whole what? In your mind, do you think that the whole point of this is to get someone excited about esports that might not necessarily be excited about esports? And you're like, oh, what was the last game you what? So then what? If he saw like a commercial for a game?
Yeah, technically, that would count.
Bill, what was the last? What was the? I guess yeah, Bill. What was the last? Bill, what was the last video game you saw? No, I'm going to ask the question to you. Bill, what was the last video game, I guess I'm confused now. Footage of any game? Is it just anything about games, Deepu? What if you saw the fucking movie The Wizard? Does that count? What is your question? He's definitely, I know for a fact, I don't have to ask Bill. Bill, have you watched any esports in the time that we last spoke?
No. No.
No! What are we doing here, Deepu? Have you seen any commercials for... What was the last video game footage you saw? I can't believe I just asked that question.
Footage?
Bill, what was the last video game footage you saw?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know because it's an insane question. Hey, really? Where? You don't know.
Well, no, I was going to say Halo, and this would have been like 10 years ago. That was the last time I watched footage of a video game.
No, you had to. You're talking raw footage, but you had to have seen something along the way. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I regret talking to both of you. Deepu, what was the last video game your fingers touched?
Last video game I touched was The Witcher 3.
Oh, Jesus. Why did you have to enunciate? This is what I mean. See, okay, so now you're going to ruin fantasy stuff. This is why I have specific directions. The last game I touched? Because I psychically connected with a computer the other day using my Videodrome powers touch.
Well, we created this whole distinction. The games we touch.
Oh, Mike, the last one I touched? The last one I touched. Because I smelled a game. There was a sample. Someone had samples at Whole Foods. Touch. What do you
mean?
It's just a turn of phrase. Like this, you were the only one that brought this thing of like, what's the last game you watched? That's not what we're talking about. It's supposed to be, what was the last game you played?
Witcher 3. It's awesome.
It's like talking to an alien. Witcher 3. I've never played it. I hear it's awesome. I hear it's hard.
Yeah, game of the year.
I hear it's hard but fair.
Yep.
Hard but fair is all I've heard about Witcher 3.
It reminds me of a certain co-host of this podcast.
Mm-hmm, yes, yeah. Always hard. Anyway, I actually have something I wanted to ask you guys about, because I didn't mention it to Bill, but I think Bill will like this. So this is sort of like, I don't expect people to be really into games, and the term we're going to get into today is, what we're trying to do is work up to the StarCraft, which is one of the biggest esports to ever sweep the world. It sort of started what people, the large publicity of esports. And I've never, we're trying to get to like explaining that entire game. Today we're going to do what the word real time is, because StarCraft is defined as a real time strategy, technically a real time strategy top down RPG. Now, if you've listened to the show before, you've got some of those terms, but there's another relatable video game culture thing that I kind of want to throw by you guys because it was fucking amazing. So I play a lot of retro games. The last game I touched was Chrono Trigger, but the experience I just had this week was I traded in a game called Conker's Bad Fur Day. Do either of you know it?
No.
Yes, I do.
Bill, you know it?
I don't. No.
Okay. Conker's Bad Fur Day is like a parody game. It involves a squirrel that sort of does inappropriate and rude things and is kind of funny and is on the N64. It was like a mature game as well, even though it wasn't really that mature. There was sort of like some sexual innuendo, and I think he says crap. It's an okay game. Deepu, have you played it?
No, but at the time, it was a huge deal because it was one of the first games to have profanity of that sort, especially on a Nintendo console, right?
I'm telling you, I think the sex was a bigger deal because there was like lewd stuff. He doesn't really say that many. He says, like, crap, and, like, it's not really that. It's just blatant profanity. Like, I don't know. I know you're right that it was a big deal, but I don't think that, like, the cursing was worse than a war game, which did have more cursing.
Okay, yeah, it wasn't cursing, but you were, like, fighting, like, a giant poop monster at some point in that game.
So. Yeah, there was poop and stuff like that, and it was funny. There's boobs, but there's boobs in everything. So I don't really get it. There's more boobs. They're like cartoon boobs, too. Like, they're as much boobs as Lola Bunny. So the fun part of this story is it should have been like a sketch show, Bill. Like, actually, if you were to watch the sketches from it, you'd like it. It'd be something that you would have liked as a kid when it came out. Like, they're funny. It's a little funny cartoon, but it's, like, put out on an N64. How much do you think that retails for, Bill?
That kind of game, especially if it was, like, the first mature game, I could see that being, like, at least, like, 50 to 100. 50? Want to say 50?
$100. Ding, 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 ding. So I owned a copy of that game. It's not a great game. I'm not going to fucking play it. And I traded it. It's not a great game. And so I traded it in for the trade-in price of $60 and made – this was the satisfying part of it. It's like a parody game, right? I hand them this parody game. And instead of taking the money, I say, hey – I get another game, an unimportant, Seventh Saga, doesn't matter. And I go, can you trade me that game? And can you also go into that glass shelf and give me the SNES Link to the Past? Which, if you don't play games, The equivalent here is like being like, hey, here is Weird Al Yankovic's Running with Scissors. Can you give me all the original pressings of the Beatles on vinyl? It's rare. It's expensive. It was in a fucking glass case. And I handed them the shitty squirrel boob game and was like, can you give me one of the best games ever made, please? From behind the glass case. Like, I know there's all this collecting culture and things like that, but I don't know what you guys think of it, but it just felt so good to fucking turn it on its head and not take the money and just be like, what you're doing here is stupid. Why is this game worth more than the really, really better game?
You're practically Robin Hood.
I'm practically Robin Hood.
Wait, you were able to, how wait, I the feel transaction about it. Went through? They accepted that trade? It was Link to the Past 4.
Dude, I came in. I go to the store a lot. Maybe we'll do something with them. I'll mention. I love the store. The store's great. I hate like collecting culture like this where it's not, it doesn't make sense. So I went in and I'm looking around and I'm mostly getting like, you know, it's a great time to buy 3DS and DS games because they're for some reason really cheap, some of them. So I was going and trading all these things and I saw Conker's Bad Fur Day is worth $100. And I start to ask the person about it. And I tried not to be annoyed at the person, but I get annoyed by collecting culture where it makes no sense. And I was like, how much do you pay for it? Because I didn't have the game with me. I was like, how much do you pay? $60. Great. And I came in and then I just traded games of equal. It was worth two games. It was worth Link to the Past, the best game on the SNES, and another RPG game that I wanted to play. It was worth more than just the greatest game. It wasn't just a trade for trade. I want to make that clear here. The price I traded in, the trading price was worth two fucking games, one of which is considered the best game on the system. It wasn't like a debate. They were going to hand me the money anyway. Of course the trade went through.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Link to the Past is like, you know, I thought you were alluding to like it being a very expensive game, but I guess it's not.
No, it was cheaper. Link to the Past is, if you don't know, it's from the Zelda franchise, one of the better versions of the, I guess maybe we'll have to explain all those, you'll understand Zelda terms later. It's a top-down game. Is worth $45 to buy. So the trade-in price, which is $60 for Conker's Bad Fur Day, a shit game,
it's rare, so it's
Zelda
niche.
And a half. Yeah, but why? Who gives a fuck?
I think it's the nostalgia factor. It's always like the like it's with everything. It's like the same joy of like really bad movies of like it's kind of like the oh my god, did you know that so and so made this awful movie? So it's kind of like, hey, there's this really weird game that came out that pretty much nowadays is unheard of, but like if you can get your hands on it, it's wild. So it's got like this like anti-nostalgia factor or like a
All right. I'm going to put it in terms that I think explain how I feel to Bill that makes it such bullshit. Okay, Bill, what's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
That was pretty close to what I thought I would guess. Okay, so, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. You walk into, let's take a dead format that still works to this day. The closest I can think of is DVD, okay? You have in your possession a copy of Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Yes.
On DVD.
Yep.
Okay. And come into my store and try and sell me that DVD right now. Just do a little role play here.
Yeah. So it's a pretty good condition. I've only watched it like a couple times, but here's Plan 9 from Outer Space. It's on DVD.
Oh my god! This is such a shitty movie! Oh my god, this is so great. I'll trade you. We have no cash in the cash register. I'll trade you Monty Python and the Holy Grail and Logan's Run on DVD for that.
Oh, sweet. Do it.
That's what
it's
like.
Okay. Yeah, that is.
But did the guy like explode in joy when you walked in the store like that?
They never. That's the other thing, too, is nobody fucking is joyous about it. First of all, there's all these people that come in just trading games. They weren't happy about it at all to get another copy of this. They didn't care. They didn't give a shit. It was. And I have to admit, they are really nice and all those things, but they didn't react. And I did kind of pull a move that made me want to, like, that had to satisfy my hate for this trading culture, because I was like, here's this bullshit game, go behind, go into the special case and give me that. You know what I mean? I did definitely
the special
maybe case. Sap the joy out of it. Yes, give me the special stuff. but it's like they don't have it. That's the other thing too, is that I never meet collectors when they're into this stuff that are like, oh yeah, like they don't get excited about this stuff. They don't care. It's just a number value.
Yeah, I've never met a collector, so I don't know.
Really?
I've met comic book collectors more.
Bill's given the less creepy answer. Deepu, I've met collectors is the most cryptic, terrifying answer.
No, I said I've never met collectors. I've never met collectors. Of any kind.
Even we took down a few collectors on the outside of Chiron Ridge. They're waiting up there with Sporlon guns.
What the fuck are you talking about? You've never met anyone that collects things? Why are you saying collectors either? It's so weird.
I know.
What is a collector? What are you like talking about?
It's a subculture?
Yeah, I don't know.
We can't go out there. The collectors are roaming with the worm runes. What
your
are
moms,
you,
you
saying?
Got your subs, you got
I mean,
your
I knew
collectors.
Some people that had like books of Pokemon cards or Yu-Gi-Oh cards, but you know, at this point,
I would
in
say
adulthood,
that's someone who's. Oh my God, they were collectors the whole time, and you didn't know. You could be infected.
He's been collecting at night.
If you're but a collector I guess the... past 18, then it's not good.
Are you collecting? Are you
I don't
collecting
know.
While
I
driving?
Mean, yeah, like.
He's such a rebel.
Welcome to our dial down the middle 1-800 call collect fan fiction podcast. My name's Mike, who is reminding you all that Carrot Top used to sponsor 1-800 call. What was the fucking dial down the middle? Dial C for collect. What was the
call ATT?
Was it call collect? No, call ATT. No.
Oh,
that's not it at all. Wait, maybe T is down the middle. Hold on. A-T-L. Yeah,
those... You fucking assholes. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of all of you.
I didn't say anything.
Well, whatever.
I'm going to go out on top. I'm done. All right. So, yeah, never met a... I haven't seen a collector in like 12 years, I guess is what I'm saying.
There hasn't been a generation of collectors out this way in 12 years' time.
They try and take our young ones, but I always
they
avoid
steal them in the night and trade them in for episode 3 of Action Comics. So let's get to the actual fucking... I just wanted to make it clear, because I always say I play retro games. I am not into the collecting culture. I think it's bullshit that I got $60 for Conker's Bad Fur Day, which is a shit game.
But isn't it kind of magical?
I got a better game for it.
Isn't it kind of magical that these stores even exist where you can just go in and just trade games for games?
That is magical. I was willing to pay $60 for fucking Link to the Past and two for Conker's Bad. I was more than happy with the reverse of the situation where Conker's Bad Fur Day retails for $2 and like I don't know why it's not the reverse. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
They did the research. They
but
look
let's
it
get
up
to the
then,
show.
Well, yeah, let's get to it.
No, they didn't do you. But yeah, they did the research based on nonsense. You're not understanding my problem with the whole culture, and I want to get to the show.
Okay.
So, Bill, here's the most confusing part of the term. Yes. We're getting to teaching you all about StarCraft, which is the biggest hit in the biggest worldwide hit. And so we've gone through Bill. Let's review so far. We've gone through RPG. Can
yes.
you explain what an RPG is?
The RPG is a role-playing game, and that is basically it is to someone that you have a character and you can hold on to traits and abilities as you pass through levels in a certain set universe world that you travel through. You are a character that has
awesome. That was a goddamn great definition. Then we talked about strategy. Bill, can you tell us what you've learned from the show about what the word strategy is?
Strategy was effectively you are kind of like you are versing, I think, some other brain. Like you have to use. I think it's like you have like a collection of either characters or you have moves that you can generate. You have to come up with moves for specific situations, and it's usually versing like another brain, like another. I want to say character, but usually it's like there's like a. Like, there is a goal kind of
trying to. I'm at a loss for words.
A character with the same moves as you. Yeah. It's a character with the same moves as you, and we use the board game analogy that they're sort of like board game video games. Okay, so now we're on to real time, possibly the most confusing of them all.
R-E-A-L?
Any idea what real time could mean, Bill?
Well, is it R-E-A-L?
Yeah. It's like you would say in a video editing.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's because a real-time game is, say, if you're playing the game for 30 minutes in the world. If it takes you 30 minutes to play the game, in the world of the game, it's been 30 minutes. Because if it's R-E-E-L, then say, like, if you've been playing for 35 minutes, but that could be, like, a day and a half in the game. So it's just, like, however long it takes you to play the game is how long your character has been adventuring or doing whatever it's doing in the game itself.
Deepu, how do we do?
I guess in some way he's right in the sense that, you know, the game timer isn't stopping, which is a notable trait of real-time strategy games. But I think it's more about how turns are, or other, like, the turns are limited in other ways between the two opponents. And
so what do you mean by that? So, like, you mean there's time constraints?
Yeah, there's time constraints. There's limits on, you know, the amount of times you can do an ability within a certain time frame, and that term is called, I think there's like a cooldown. I don't know if you want to get into that, but usually just...
Yeah.
That's how they kind of just limit everything so everything doesn't go crazy in the strategy game. They just put cooldown timers on all the, you know...
See,
movement.
But I thought Bill's definition was, I think you're getting into a gamey thing. I actually did...
He nailed it.
I was on the same page as Bill. I thought he did it right. Because I think even if you're talking about that, there's cooldown in real life. Like, if I have to throw a giant stone, I'm going to be tired after throwing a giant stone. So it takes me a bit to do it again. Like, I thought that's exactly what cooldown is.
Yeah. I was trying to get fancy and say he was... I thought the way you sound smart is to say someone's wrong and then roll with it. I made a mistake there.
As I've told you the entire time we've known each other, that is what dumb people do. I was actually just explaining this to someone, that is literally the instinct of a dumb person thinking they want to look smart, where the smart person realizes that the more you ask questions, the less dumb you look. Let's put some sound effect in here. Congratulations, Bill. You nailed it on the first try.
Woo!
That was amazing. What's even more fascinating, Bill, is that I don't know, and I don't even know if Deepu knows, because it's not used, and this shows how confusing esports is. Bill suggested another word spelling, like, there is no other word. Like, there's only a word to clarify that a game is in real time. There is no, like, commonly used, to my knowledge, Deepu might know one, to express the other term Bill sort of touched on there, that it's not in real time. I think you only clarify when it is in real time.
I can jump in if anyone wants to.
Yeah. What game? What term is there turn a term based. To express
They'll
that a
use
game?
The, I think the opposite is turn based.
Well, but like Gary Gygax, inventor of D&D, would tell you that turn based games are real time, and there are like there are turn based games that have timers on them, which make it like in D&D like. It's 6 seconds. I guess you're saying the perspective of the player can be slightly different than the perspective of the character.
Well, I'm just thinking of games like can I use examples or are we just using like general?
Yeah, discussion? You can use examples.
Okay, so we've mentioned the example of Civilization before, which is a strategy game. That game pauses, you know, between turns. You know, when it's your turn, the whole universe just kind of pauses, and you make your decision.
Oh, you're right. So turn base, you're not reacting in real time.
Yeah, there could be a timer on your turn. That's another thing, and that could make it real time. But I mean, I think
make it feel real time, but not really.
Yeah, or advanced
because simulated real time.
Yeah. So now that we've learned all these terms, Deepu, I would say that. Mario is a real-time RPG, correct?
Yeah. Okay. There's no way, because it's not a strategy game.
Well, even when you're in the overworld, he, like, bounces, and he's, like he's moving in that overworld, too, so it is real-time. Like, you're standing, and, like, in a lot of those games, he gets, like, sleepy and tired in the overworld, and, like, scratches himself.
Who's the opponent in in Super Mario.
I said real-time RPG.
Uh-huh.
We didn't say strategy. It's a real-time RPG.
Oh, you're kind of mixing and matching here. You're mixing and matching. Okay. So,
why is it not a real-time RPG?
Okay, it's a real-time RPG, but it's not a real-time strategy game.
No, it's not.
Okay. Wait. I'll give you a real-time RPG. Because we've established that it's RPG, and it's definitely real-time because you're controlling direct movement of the character. But, like, every game is a real-time game. Almost all games are real-time games.
But that's my whole fucking point, is that a lot of these terms, and that's why we're doing this first stuff, is because a lot of these terms just don't fucking, they don't matter. They're, like, of course it's real-time.
Yeah.
That's apparent when I start playing. It's so odd. It's so odd. Okay, so we're really close to getting through. By the way, we are three episodes in, and we're not even through the name that would come and describe it as a genre. We're not even to the name of the game. We still have to explain what StarCraft means and all these other things, but we're not even through the name of the game. And now, are you seeing, Deepu, through both your answer to my question just there and us taking three episodes to kind of get to not even – we're not even done with the genre. So you seeing how inaccessible this could be to somebody that doesn't know anything?
Yeah, this is daunting. You know, hearing these words just thrown around by, you know, an esports announcer or, you know, some resource for spectating, that's crazy. That's just overwhelming.
I still didn't think of turn-based and real-time. I mean, turn-based and real-time as opposites. That's pretty, it's pretty mind-blowing.
I had no idea. Shocker,
do you feel
I know.
Any more ready? How would you we're getting there soon. Anyway, this has been the Shackles of Lord Mashron. Tune in next week when we'll explain top down, as we talked about today with the game Zelda. Deepu, any last words, because I'm gonna murder you after this week?
No, what? This has been great, thanks.
What? I'm not yeah you didn't hear the other thing.